Oh, good, Dad. You're just in time. I've just cooked your breakfast.
Oh, thanks, love. I'm not really very hungry.
You've got to have something. Keep your strength up.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Thank you.
How are things in the lambing shed?
Oh, usual organized chaos. Still, David seems to be coping.
Well, David should be here soon, so he'll have time to get changed.
Good. You haven't heard from your mother?
No, why?
Well, I hope Shula's all right.
I'm sure Mum would let you know. Do you want some tea?
Oh, thanks. You know, we've really appreciated all the help you've given us this last couple of weeks.
Oh, Dad, it was the least I could do.
Well, it hasn't gone unnoticed. I mean, with all the attention on Shula...
As if I'd mind about that.
Oh, no, I know you don't, love, but... Well, I'm sure it's meant a lot to her, too.
Wish I could have done more. Just wish... Well, I suppose I wish I could bring Mark back for her.
Oh, we all wish that, love.
Look at me. I haven't any right to cry.
Of course you have.
I don't know how Shula's doing it. I couldn't.
You don't know. Till it happens to you.
Dad, what was Grace like?
Hmm? Oh, beautiful. Funny. Strong-minded. We used to have such rows. Still, we were both very young.
You must have been even younger than Shula.
Yes. Yes, and I thought my life had ended. But it hadn't.
I suppose that's some sort of hope.
Oh, there's always hope for the people left behind. Somewhere. Sometime. Eventually.
Dad, I'm so sorry.
Oh, love, I didn't mean to upset you.
Not me, you. Oh, now your breakfast's getting cold.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm glad we've talked about it.
Are you?
Yes. Because now we can just concentrate on Shula.
Oh, I don't really like hats. And Mark never liked me in them.
Don't wear it if it's really bothering you.
Oh, no, I want to do things properly.
You will.
Do you think that's silly?
Of course not.
It's just... Oh, I don't know if I can explain it. Mark never liked parties.
Until you taught him to.
Did I?
Oh, yes. He was so reserved when you first met him. But when you think about the fun we had at Christmas... Sorry, darling.
Oh, it's all right. I want to remember. I want to remember everything.
You can remember that you made him very happy.
I hope so. And I sort of feel this is my chance to make everyone remember how special he is. Do you think that's wrong?
No. It's what today's for.
And it's so important. So important because of the baby. Memories are all he or she'll have. Other people's memories.
I wouldn't worry about that now.
Oh, I'm not worried. Christmas was special, wasn't it?
I thought so.
A lot was special this last year. Funny. Almost as if...
Shall we go downstairs now, darling? They'll be here soon.
Even Susan's case. I mean, I know it was awful, but Mark worked so hard for her. So typical of him.
He was a very special person. Sorry.
It's all right, Mum. I know you loved him.
Yes, as if he were mine. Oh, poor Bunty.
Been thinking about her. She doesn't even know about the baby.
You'll tell her soon.
It's given me a reason to go on.
I know, darling.
Come on. Let's go downstairs. Let's get on with it.
Hallie, Robin, anything I can do?
No, everything's in hand.
Oh, did I see David and Ruth?
Yes, they've just gone inside.
Dreadful business, isn't it?
Very sad, yes.
How's Caroline?
Well, physically, she's improving. But she knows everything that happened now, and that's set her back a bit.
I'm not surprised. I think this might be them now. Oh, dear.
Funerals can be a great comfort, you know, Nigel.
I hope so. Mark was a great chap. I liked him a lot.
So did I.
Shula's one of my oldest friends. And, well, the whole family means a lot to me. I just can't bear to think of...
Hello, Nigel. Hello, Robin.
Good morning. Is Shula on her way, Elizabeth?
Yes, she's just talking to Mark's parents. They're very upset.
Oh, well, I'll just go and have a word. Excuse me.
What a job.
Nigel, I'm so glad you're here.
Poor Lizzie. Has it been grim?
I've had better days. Look, here's Mama.
Hello, Nigel. Thank you for coming.
Of course I'd come.
How's Bunty?
Poor woman, she's quite distraught. Sheila's being marvellous.
That can't be very easy for her.
Phil was doing what he could. I think Robin's taken over now.
Hello, Mrs. Archer.
Hello, Mia. Good of you to come.
Least I could do. After everything Mark did for me and Susan. Well, I won't intrude.
I'm sure Shula would like you to come back afterwards.
Oh, right. Oh, thank you, Mrs. Archer.
That was nice of him.
A lot of people must feel the same way. The church is packed. Ah, here comes Shula.
Nigel, it's good to see you.
And you too, Shula.
Well, it shouldn't be long. I think Robin's managed to calm Bunty down.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Oh, dear.
I'll just go in.
Robin, is she all right now?
Yes, don't worry. And are you?
Yes. Yes.
Right then. In a minute, we'll go in. Man that is born of a woman hath but a short time to live and is full of misery. He cometh up and is cut down like a flower. He fleeth, as it were a shadow, and never continueth in one stay. In the midst of life, we are in death. Of whom may we seek for succor but of thee, O Lord?
Hello, Dave.
Who for our sins?
Susan, what on earth are you doing here?
Shh, I had to come. Oh, I just had to.
But do they know you've gone? Susan, what have you
done? It doesn't matter. I had to pay my respects.
But Susan...
We'll talk about it after. Shh.
Thou most worthy judge eternal, suffer us not at our last hour for any pains of death to fall from thee. For as much as it hath pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our dear brother, Mark, here departed, we therefore commit his body to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right, it's all right. It's only natural. Shh. There.
Look at you. I hope she hasn't noticed.
I don't think she noticed anything much.
I want to be strong. Shula.
Yeah, we all do.
Even so, saith the Spirit, for they rest from their labors. Let us pray.
Oh, Mark.
Shula.
It's just... He worked so hard.
I know, love. I know.
I hope he is resting. I hope he knows.
What, love?
How much I loved him. Have you got the car?
Yeah. I just parked by the church gate. I was going to go
on. I don't want to have to talk to anybody. I don't want to have to explain.
Well, folk are bound to notice you're here.
They won't think anything of it if we're quick enough.
Susan, you've come all this way. You've done whatever you've done.
Never mind about that now.
But won't it seem odd if you don't even have a word with Susan?
She won't notice.
But how am I going to explain?
Don't explain. I had to come. Right.
So, where are we going?
Back to the prison, of course. Don't be silly.
I'm not being silly. For all I know, you've got home leave or a royal pardon.
There's no need to be like that.
How do you expect me to be? You turn up here out of the blue. You could at least have warned me.
It was better you didn't know. And I wasn't sure I could get away.
So you didn't ask for permission then?
No.
Why not? I'm sure if you'd explained...
I couldn't risk it. Anyway, all that kind of thing takes time. You don't understand. Well, I might have changed my mind when it came to it.
I wish you had. You're going to be in such trouble.
I might not be. The girls will try and cover for me.
Will they?
Carol will. She's got a lot of clout. If I'm lucky and you put your foot down, they might not even notice I'm gone.
Okay, okay. We don't want another accident.
No. Poor Mark. After all he did for me. I just had to come. I just had to.
I'm sure if you'd explained all this to...
Are you? Well, I'm not. I'm the one that's in there.
But you are going to tell them now, aren't you? If they do find out.
I might. Not that it's any of their business.
That attitude isn't going to help.
Look, I stepped out of line. And there'll be a punishment for it. That's all there is to it.
Punishment? Like what?
Bread and water. Weak on the chain gang. Honestly, near your face.
I don't know how you can joke about it.
Look, they might put some time on the sentence. That's all.
That's all?
It's usually suspended. Don't worry about it. That's my business. I'll cope.
Shall I tell you a funny thing?
I wish you would.
I could have sworn I saw Susan Carter in the churchyard. Did you notice her?
No, I didn't see her.
Well, maybe it wasn't then.
Well, I suppose she might have got permission to come. Where's Shula, Mum?
She's just saying goodbye to your dad and David. I think they ought to get back to relieve Debbie.
I should be going too. Someone should be in the office.
Well, I'll be in the morning.
If you feel like it, Lizzie. But take your time. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye, Mrs. Archer. I'll see you soon.
Bye, Nigel. He's a treasure, isn't he?
I think so.
But then everyone's been so kind. Dear Mark, he really was very loved.
I'm afraid I have to go now, Jill.
Good of you to stay as long as you have.
Only I'd like to visit Caroline this afternoon.
Of course. How is she?
Well, she's realised that Mark is dead.
Poor Caroline.
Yes, and inevitably, I suppose, she feels responsible. She's rather withdrawn into herself. Shock, I suppose.
Oh, dear.
Maybe when Shula visits, she'll be able to...
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I don't think it would be a good idea for her to see Shula just yet. I'm sure it's only temporary, but I don't want to put either of them through any more distress until Caroline gets it into some sort of perspective.
I understand.
Rita's already told her Caroline still needs to rest.
So does Shula.
I don't know how she's keeping going.
I'll be going then.
Thank you for coming, Nigel.
Of course I came.
And thank you for being there in the churchyard.
Oh, that. Of course.
Oh, no. That was my worst moment so far. I needed old friends there.
I'm always there for you, Shula. You know that. And you were very strong. Well, look after yourself. Bye.
Goodbye.
Everyone's gone, haven't they? Do you think it went well?
It was fine. You were amazing.
Oh, not all the time.
You were, darling. Mark would have been proud of you.
I'm sorry I made a bit of a fool of myself.
Oh, Elizabeth, you didn't.
You were upset, and that's natural.
You've been such a help.
Thank you.
You know, Elizabeth, I've got some good news. And I hope you'll be happy for me. Because, well, I'm going to have Mark's baby.